Hello, everybody. I'm probably going to sound a bit rough today because I'm still a bit bunged up with this head cold and sore throat. And on top of that, I had to go to the dentist this morning, which was really rather unpleasant. The dentist I saw was not exactly the nicest person I've ever come across. He was a bit robotic, you know. It was a kind of, I am going to do this, I am going to do this, and it was just really weird. He had to put a temporary filling in one of my back teeth at on the top. So I've just got the sensation back in my lip and my tooth is hurting slightly, so I'm a bit ugh. But I've remembered another story, an experience that happened to me, not necessarily a sighted guide experience, but more like a sighted idiot experience. In 2006, I lived in a rented house and I was sharing it with a cousin of mine. And about 6 o'clock in the morning, one morning, I get bang, 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 bang on the front door. Gone downstairs, open the door, and there are these two bailiffs standing outside the door, debt collectors, whatever you. And one of them said, hello. He said, we have a warrant to take a certain amount of money and a certain amount of property from this house. And I said, really? And bearing in mind, because it was a rented house, the last tenant, I think, was in quite a lot of trouble financially. And this guy said, yes. He said, we have come to take away a certain amount of property for driving offences committed in 2005, 2006. And on the wall, right in front of me and right in front of them, is a guide dog harness and a white cane. And he wants to do me for driving offences. I said, well, I can't drive, I'm blind. This fella absolutely refused to believe that I was blind, and he said to me, I want to see a copy of your driving licence. I haven't got a driving licence. I said, I can give you plenty of ID. I've got a passport, I've got a couple of bank cards, I've got all sorts of stuff, a birth certificate. I said, but I don't own a driving licence. And this guy refused to believe me, and his colleague was just stood there going, oh, come on, come on, we've screwed up here, we better go. So eventually I'd had enough, because you know, it got to the point where he literally had one foot in my front door, and my cousin came down and he was, you step one more centimetre inside this property and I'm going to call the police. Because they're not allowed to just literally enter your property without a warrant. And I found out that afterwards that if the warrant isn't in a format that you can see, then you are in, you're in perfect right to say, no, you're not coming in. So anyway, it got to the point where I said to this, the second bloke, the much quieter one, I said, can you phone your head office because I want to make a complaint? And he said, yep, no problem. So he phoned them up and I explained what was happening. These guys were trying to take my property. I'm totally blind. They're trying to do me for driving offences and he's demanding to see a driving licence that I don't even have. I said, I've never even, you know, sat behind the wheel of a car. And this woman was really apologetic and she said, oh my God, I'm so, so sorry. She said, can I speak to, I don't remember his name, but the first bloke. I said, yeah, no problem. I gave the phone to this chappie and she had a few words with him and they left with their tails well and truly between their legs. And I got a phone call from the woman in the head office an hour or so later saying that these guys had both been, well, no, the first guy had been sacked and the second guy had been given an official warning. I said, well, to be honest, it wasn't really the second guy that was causing the problems. It was the first one who absolutely insisted. And I said, I am aware that there have been letters coming to this property for the last tenant, but I have put sort of not known at this address on the envelopes and put them back through the post office. So, you know, and she was very good. She made a note and she said, yep, no worries. I will, I'll make a note and say that, you know, whoever lives at that property now is not the woman we're after. And, you know, I didn't hear from them again, but I thought, how stupid are they? I had all that guide dog gear and white cane and everything, and they wanted to see a driving license. So I just thought I'd share that with you because I know it's not a sighted guide story, but it just goes to show that some people are just complete and utter idiots. And I'm gonna publish this now and drink this lovely cup of tea, which is in front of me. I had a cup of tea last night. I'm not really that big a teaholic, but it's just sort of a coincidence, really. Plus, it helps with the ache slightly. So I shall boo again very soon. I hope everyone had a good Thursday so far, and I will stop talking rubbish and get this published. Ta-da!